students with regional or local employers working on sort of project, on a project type assignment. And as for embedded placements, as I said, provision for that has only just been sort of formally embedded in all undergraduate degree programs. In some disciplines, there has been long established, but particularly in arts, humanities, social sciences, this is a completely new thing. So obviously we'll sort of have to sort of feel our way into it and develop all the kind of mechanism for monitoring students and the recruitment process and all the admin, health and safety, everything that's kind of involved in that. And what we've done, what we call the skirts model, we've got maxi, mini and micro placements. So a maxi placement would be a whole year, and that might be a year in stream as part of a 4-year degree course, or it might be working abroad or studying abroad, anything like that. Mini is where a placement is equivalent to a whole module, and a micro placement is where a placement is part of a module, and they can be really short. I think the shortest ones are sort of only like 5 days, but they're sort of typically, say, 2 weeks. The framework that we used in order to have fruitful conversations with people is adapted from Rona Sharp and Helen Beetham's development pyramid. I'm sure you're all familiar with this. Basically describes the development of digital literacies in terms of access to relevant technologies, skills to use digital technologies, knowing language for express, and then the practices that are informed by that knowledge, getting the most out of digital technologies. And then if you have all those things and you kind of build on that, you're then able to develop those kind of higher level attributes that denote a critical, informed, expert user of digital literacies. So just to sort of adapt that to work placements. Work placements, we felt, were an excellent opportunity for students to develop digital literacies because it allows them to practice skills in a professional context. So it gives them, hopefully, the opportunity to explore and experience digital technologies, the opportunity to develop expertise in using those digital technologies, and crucially, the opportunity to practice our digital skills in a real-world context. And that's, we feel, was where the real value of work placement lies, in kind of making that link, bridging that gap between the student's learning, i.e. skills, and professional practice, because that is not something that they can really get in the same way just from a university experience. And then you would hope that students are encouraged to reflect on what they have learned, and that reflection then hopefully enables them to develop their digital literacies. So what do we actually find? So there's a kind of range of areas that we looked at, a range of sort of themes that came out of our discussions, and I'm listening here. I'm just going to sort of say a little bit more about them individually. Awareness. So when we started talking to people about digital literacies, we quickly discovered that we weren't the only ones talking about digital literacies, and that there is still a real lack of sort of proper understanding of the concept of digital literacies and how they are actually important for student employability. A lot of students would say, "Oh, but I'm not doing an IT project," or staff would say, "Oh, but arts and humanities, you don't need digital skills. It's all about, we're not developing." Well, someone used to phrase something like, "We're not producing slaves to be fodder, to go out into industry and to prostitute themselves. We're producing thinkers and that sort of thing." So it was really difficult to get across to people that digital skills and digital literacies actually underpin everything that you do, and actually underpin transferable as well as subject-specific skills, and that you can almost not think of any kind of professional real-world context that does not have an element of digital literacy embedded into it. So that was the first thing we discovered. That was sort of pretty damning, really, I think, in this day and age. The research also really highlighted to us what we were saying earlier,